If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for our Thursday chat with Richard Roper. Richard, good morning. I'm glad noise is on your mind today because we've been talking about this. You're on the expressway, and it seems like with the trucks, the construction, the occasional booming loud radio music, it's a headache.
Isn't it get to the point now if you go on vacation that it's almost unsettling if you're like by a lake or a babbling brook and you're like, what's going on here?
You
the aliens
can't
are
stand
coming.
The, can't it's stand the quiet.
Well, Bob, I saw this story in the Tribune. Britt Julius is the writer in the Chicago Tribune about how they're now doing coffee shops with DJs. There's a place called Four Letter Word Coffee in Avondale. They do dial tone kissa, drip sessions in the West Loop. These are places, by the way, when you hear this, techno and espresso parties they have. And one of the quotes is, cafe owners and event creators are now fueled by a desire to create community-focused events that are non-alcoholic but vibey all the same. Now, that sounds really cool to me because it kind of harkens back to the coffee houses of, you know, Greenwich Village in the 60s where you'd have Bob Dylan in the corner, you know. But I also believe that if you and I walked into one of those places, there would be a Gen Z stampede to leave because they'd say, this place is no longer hip. So I do think it's a cool thing, Bob. But it also speaks to what you're saying, and that is that everywhere you go now, there's music piped in it. You know, the days of the Muzak in the elevator, now, you know, you get the louder music, the grocery store, they're playing, you know, the greatest hits of some band from the 70s. You know, even in residential buildings, a lot of them have music piped in now. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's a nonstop, wall-to-wall sound excursion. I was in a place a couple of weeks ago. I told you this, and you know, they had the obligatory troubadour with the folk guitar, you know, the 12-inch or 12-string guitar playing Gordon Lightfoot or whatever, which is fine, but they had it connected to the whole sound system of the restaurant, and I had the speaker. We left, actually. My people and I left. My people. I have people. I know you know I have people. Because
you.
We couldn't hear the server. It was that loud.
Well, I was at the Cubs game recently, and I was thinking about how, heaven forbid, if between innings there's a second of silence, it's the same way at any ballpark.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that. I'm sure you've been to Dodger Stadium, which by now, believe it or not, is the third oldest ballpark in the major leagues behind Wrigley and Fenway, right? But the Dodgers pride themselves on having this sound system for like an hour before the game. And then you could hear it if you're watching, you know, the games mm-hmm. on TV, the walk-up music. But they pride themselves on having music so loud it's intended to irritate the opposition, sort of like they do, like, you know, where they're trying to get you know, the prisoners, you know, the bad guys to come out, or they're torturing them by yeah. playing, you know, the same song, Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks yeah. over and over again.
That tortured me. Well, but it tortures the fans too. This millennial trend with a DJ in the coffee house, though, isn't it also about people going out earlier? There's yeah. not as much late night life anymore.
Well, that's what I thought, you know, is actually kind of a cool thing. I mean, if you did have a, you know, if you are younger or you have younger children, you know, in their 20s or whatever the case may be, and they're saying, hey, I'm going to go to the coffee house at 3 p.m, it's a pretty cool thing. So I think it's a very healthy thing, actually. And also, you know what you're getting into when you go to, you know, if you go to a place that says, like, DJs and beans.
Yeah.
As opposed to the coffee, tea, and bean leaf, you know, coffee leaf and all that kind of stuff. If it, you know, if it's not soothing caffeinated vibes, you know, you got to know where you're going. You can't complain if you're at the Hard Rock in Vegas and there's a DJ at the pool. You got to know your environment. But there are some movements. There's a movement in the UK, an official organization called Pipe Down, I think, and they've got one in the States. And some big box stores have now kind of pulled back. Target used to have no music. Now I think they do depending on the stores, but I think Bath and Beyond was always like, they were kind of stressing the beyond.
Got to be a soundtrack. It drives me crazy. You're at a resort or a beach, a beautiful location, you can't just enjoy the silence.
They got the music in the rocks.
Sound.
Right? They got those fake rocks.
It comes from everywhere.
Right there under the trees, blasting. Journey.
Before you go, across from Wrigley Field now, there's a new, is it a baseball card shop, a memorabilia shop? What is this?
Yes, the card vault. Tom Brady, you know, he was recently in the news because he was criticizing Scottie Scheffler for prioritizing family over career, because look how well that worked out for Tom Brady. But he's riding the cusp of this card. It's kind of cool, Bob, because a lot of this started during the pandemic where people went back to old hobbies. You know how people were playing board games and things like that. And the card collecting business, they just had a convention up in Rosemont, you know, the big Donald Stevens Convention Center. They had 150,000 people. I think it was the largest card collector convention. And it's become such a big thing. One of the cool things I like about this is that the players themselves, a lot of them like to collect baseball cards. You know, MLB Network has a show. You see guys like Mike Trout. And I feel like back in the day, Pete Rose probably wasn't collecting Harmon Killebrew baseball cards.
I don't think so.
So, you know, again, to me, this is kind of a cool trend. But it's become very serious business because you have like 20 different, you know, you and I remember Fleer and Topps and Dunruss.
And the bubble gum.
And that wonderful bubble gum that, you know, that would last for centuries. But I was never, did you have a particular favorite baseball card as a kid? Did you collect them, or are you more the one that put them in the spokes of your bicycle and all?
No, I had the 69 team of the Cubs.
Yeah, my favorites were like Louis Aparicio and, you know, the White Sox, Wilbur Wood, the White Sox players from back in the day. But it's a very serious business for these collectors. They come in with like these aluminum suitcases, and, you know, if you touch the card with your bare hands, oh, it's not mint anymore. But again, healthy, right?
Our 5-year, our 12-year-old still collecting?
Totally,
they are into it.
That's good. Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
There's hope for the future.
Have a few baseball cards and then go to a coffee shop and listen to some DJ.
Yeah,
vibes.
It's a DJ though.
Call
it's not a folk singer with
no,
a guitar.
It's
Card Vault by Tom Brady. 6 locations. The Chicago store. First venture outside the East Coast. Richard Roper. Thank you. Yes, talk to you next week.